You too, Bill? Strongheart asked without surprise. I'll tell the universe, came Reddy's answer. If there's metal there, I'll find it, pal. In making this declaration, he was not boasting. He was merely voicing a simple truth. By this time, the meteor belts of 100 solar systems knew for a fact that Wild Bill Williams of Aldebaran II could find metal if metal was there to be found. If it's a bloomer, Bill, come back, the dive keeper urged. Come back anyway when you've worked it a couple of drunks. I'll do that, Strongheart, old pal, I sure will, the lensman agreed, amiably enough. You run a nice joint here, and I like it. Thus Kinnison went to the asteroid belts of Drosselia, and there Bill Williams found rich metal. Or, more precisely, he dumped out into space and then recovered a very special meteor indeed, one in whose fabrication Kinnison's own treasure trove had played the leading part. He did not find it the first day, of course, nor even during the first week. It would be a trifle smelly to have even Wild Bill strike it rich too soon, but after a decent interval of time. His Drosselian find had to be very much worthwhile, far too much so to be left to chance. For Edmund Crowninshield, the regional director, inhabited no such rawly obvious dive as Miner's Rest. He catered only to the upper crust. Meteor miners and other similar scum were never permitted to enter his door. When Kinnison repaired the Bergenholm of the Borovan space liner he had, by sheerest accident, laid the groundwork of a perfect approach, and now he was taking advantage of the circumstance. That incident had been reported widely. It was well known that Wild Bill Williams had been a gentleman once. If he should strike it rich, really rich, what would be more natural than that he should forsake the noisome space hells he had been wont to frequent in favor of such gilded palaces of sin as the Crown on Shield? In due time, then, Kinnison found his special meteor, which was big enough and rich enough so that any miner would have taken it to a patrol station instead of to a space robber. He disposed of his whole load by analysis. Then, with more money in the bank than William Williams had ever dreamed of having, he hesitated visibly before embarking upon one of the gorgeous, spectacular sprees from which he had derived his nickname. He hesitated, then, with an effort apparent to all observers, he changed his mind. He had been a gentleman once, he would be again. He had his hair cut, he had himself shaved every day. Manicurists dug away and scrubbed away the ingrained grime from his hardened meteor miner's paws. His nails, even, became pink and glossy. He bought clothes, including the full dress shorts, barrel-top jacket, and voluminous cloak of the Aldebaranian gentleman, and wore them with every grace.